about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Calling all citizens of the world. Enlist in the greatest musical spectacle ever seen. There will be music. There will be humor. There will be fun. It will rock your world. Be there. It's mandatory.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I pick the balls. Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls. To me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
What is your deal? Do you not get how weird this is?
Your body looks amazing.
Oh, thanks.
I haven't seen your pubic hair in a long time.
I just grew it back.
And now.
What's the damn word again?
The word is you're a mess. The word is you are a disappointment. The word is you are wasting my time.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 16th of May.
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Saw something this morning that stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, no.
I sat down and I just rubbed my head and I just tried to wrap my head around it. I did all sorts of things with my head.
It's a lot of
head stuff.
And
I couldn't figure it out. And I tried.
Right.
And now I guess I'm bringing it to the people and I'm looking for some guidance here.
Okay.
I was on the Twitter and I saw a tweet from a guy. Let me find it here. What's his name? The Kevin Ryder.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
And he was responding to a tweet from our friend Michael Schneider from IndieWire.
Right.
And and here are the words that the Kevin Ryder wrote on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And this is the extent of his tweet. Half glass full. Smiley face. Half glass full.
I mean, the words are there.
I mean, that's a combination of words that are famously used in a popular expression.
Right.
The words are there,
The words
Kevin.
Are there.
But
am I
that,
right?
In that order, though, I was trying to figure out.
I'm saying you can put them in whatever order you want, but I'm just saying here are the words that I would use in response.
Right. But in that order, what does it mean? If a half glass is full, it's not a half glass. I mean, it's a full glass, but it's half full of something. But what's it?
But it's only a half glass, Bean.
But it's full.
I feel like everybody gets this but you.
Half glass full.
Right.
And what were you trying? What was the point? What was the goal with that sentence?
Half glass full.
Right. I see those
smiley
are the words.
Face.
Smiley face.
Smiley face. I see
right.
that you wrote
yes.
that. But what?
That's what I was trying to put out there.
And that means?
It means sometimes when you have a glass
mm-hmm.
that's only half a glass.
Right. Okay. Go on.
And it's full.
Uh-huh. The half glass is full. Right.
But it's not a full glass.
Right.
So then that.
Smiley face.
Smiley face. Okay. All right, I'm not sure I still get it, but okay.
You know what? Quitters never give up.
Right?
Quitters
yes.
do never give up. That's
Thank
true.
You, Allie.
All right.
The words are there. I'm just saying. Put them in whatever order you suit you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
All
it's
right.
really it's really more of a word scramble than
right.
it is a focused sentence with
sure.
meaning.
Right. Exactly, yes.
Okay. All right. So the goal of your sentence wasn't meaning.
No. It's just here's a suggestion of a few words that you might
okay.
want to rearrange into a message.
Okay, all right.
Smiley
face.
I look
face.
Forward to more. Really
so,
do.
So really, you are the human refrigerator magnet set, basically, right? You
just, sure.
Those words that you just
grab
up,
grab some words that are from some saying somewhere and put
uh-huh,
them up,
uh-huh.
and then
right.
people can have fun.
Oh, and we did.
It's like
yeah.
a big party, and everybody gets around and goes, "Hey, what order
yeah.
should we put these words in?"
All right.
Do people say that around the fridge?
So half glass full, you guys.
Right.
Half glass full.
That's my point.
Oh.
Hey, do we have time for another thing, or are
yeah,
we out of
sure.
time? I'm serious. I don't want to waste
I am too.
All right. I just want to make sure we have time. This is Mark Hoffman is his name, Akron, Indiana. He is in the news right now. He keeps having a fluid leaking out of his ear.
Ooh. He would wake up in the morning to find his pillow soaking wet. He would put a cotton ball in his ear to soak up the fluid, and soon it would be saturated with liquid all over again.
Oh.
This started about 10 years ago, by the way.
I hate to ask this, but it's not blood, right?
It's just fluid. Ooh, right, it's just fluid. It turns out to be brain fluid, by the way.
Wow.
It started about 10 years ago. At first, it was so minor that he thought he just had water in his ear from a shower. Then it got worse, and he thought it was an ear infection. Then, a couple years ago, he started losing hearing in his right ear, and he went to a doctor who diagnosed him, saying he had damaged something called his mastoid bone and required surgery. He had that, and his ear started leaking constantly. It was dripping every 10 seconds. Here's the paragraph that got me from USA Today. I used over 5,000 cotton balls in my ear. About every 30 to 45 minutes, you could squeeze it, and fluid would be running out of the cotton ball.
Oh, man.
As he learned, the body maintains a never-ending supply of this fluid. Even people without leaks make and reabsorb spinal fluid about twice a day. Isn't that crazy how much fluid is generated from your brain and from your spinal column?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, he has finally been diagnosed, and he is finally fine. It was a cerebrospinal fluid leak. And apparently, they had another surgery that has corrected the problems. He doesn't have it anymore. But this is what's amazing to me, is the doctor says that this is a condition that is becoming more common, he said. The incidences of this condition have more than doubled in the past decade. About 10 years ago, he was performing 2 to 4 of these procedures every year. Now he does 1 to 4 a month. Some of it is better diagnoses. Some of it is that people are fatter, and that's what they think. They don't know how, but they think it has to do with people being overweight and developing sleep apnea, and that is doing something in the brain that is making this leak happen.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? It elevates the pressure that erodes the bone in your head.
Wow.
And then the spinal fluid starts leaking out. Can you just imagine waking up every day with just a soaking wet pillow of fluid from your brain? And this went on for him for 10 years he lived with this.
I miss the half glass full times.
Right? Those are the good times.
They really were.
Right? But the good news is, happy ending, he's fine, by the way. He's
10
better.
Years, after, though.
10 years, yeah.
Come on, dude.
He had a lot of trouble finding someone to diagnose him properly, yeah.
Oh.
And by the way, grab something bigger than a cotton ball at some point.
Like a year in,
grab a towel maybe. Anything bigger. A little more absorbent.
Just
absorbent. What's the word?
Absorbent.
Mm-hmm. You got it right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just start wearing a turban or something. Whatever you got to do, right?
Yes. Start wearing a turban.
Wearing a turban.
I'm just saying something.
Yes. No, that's good.
You can't walk around with a towel on your head throughout
right.
your day. You put a turban on, though. That's a thing that people wear, and it might also soak up all the leaks. I'm saying half glass full is what I'm saying.
Can we start over?
Oh, this is off the air. You know that, right?
Okay,
before 6 a.m. every day. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You know what I don't need is examples.
I'm going to give you some anyway. Mm. Michael Schneider is going to come in studio, half glass full.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And we're going to talk TV shows. A lot of them have been canceled, some renewed. Exciting.
Allie
news.
Works some sort of sorcery with her timeless. We
right?
can find out about
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen when it comes to TV cancellations.
Bizarre.
That, it was 2 days, right?
Yeah.
It was one day it was canceled, one day it was back. So we got that coming up this morning. We also have a 101-year-old skydiving man.
Love him.
We're excited about that. I love him too, but I was thinking about this last night. How hard is it to skydive?
It's basically not.
Somebody's just either you're jumping out of a plane or somebody's mm-hmm. pushing you.
Right.
Okay.
And it was a tandem skydive, too.
Right.
So he didn't have to do anything.
Okay. So,
but it's still cool. So let's
celebrate
skip
him. It.
No, but I'm saying he didn't climb Everest.
Right.
He's 101. He's jumping out of a plane.
He's got the zest for life, though. That's what's impressive. And you have to be have a certain amount of health to be able to
Kevin
be that.
Is not do
you?
Impressed.
You have to have a zest for life to jump out of a plane at 101. Yes.
You're just using gravity.
No, but he's
all of us have that.
But you know what he's not doing is sitting in a wheelchair with a blanket wrapped around him watching Mannix.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's very true.
I would say that's
very true.
The man's doing stuff is what I'm saying.
Why Mannix, though? Why was that the pull?
I don't know. It hasn't been on in 40
I don't even know what Mannix is. What is Mannix?
It was a 70s cop show with Mike Cotters. It's like a Rockford Files type show.
Wasn't he in a wheelchair?
No, that was Ironside, Kevin. Come on. Oh, have glass full.
Take it easy. Because I don't know, Mannix. Also on today's show, we have your tickets to see you two at the Rose Bowl. And we've got your chance to win tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta, which is Saturday. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the Showbiz Beat now.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's 5:55.
It's Ralph Garman time, you guys.
Yes, it is.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Hey.
What's up?
I don't know. I ran into something this morning that just stopped me in my tracks. I just had to stop and rub my head, and then I shook my head, and there was a lot of head stuff going on.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. It just rocked my world.
What was it?
Ben and Lauren from The Bachelor broke up.
What?
Right?
If they can't make it.
Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell, America's favorite beloved couple. It was raining Ben.
So it's not raining Ben anymore?
I guess it is raining Ben again.
No.
There's a big fountain of Ben now all over the place.
Wow. Oh, that's a visual.
Lauren and Ben.
But they
Ben
and Lauren. Reality TV show. How could that not work out?
Called off their engagement after a year. However, you'll be happy to know they did issue a joint statement, and they will remain friends with much love and respect for one another.
Oh, thank
and
God.
Wish nothing but the best for each other. And they ask for our support and understanding. And I'll give you my support, but you'll never get my understanding of this, Ben and Lauren.
Did you think they were going to make it?
Of course.
Who didn't, Bean?
It was raining Ben, Bean. And
right,
then she came along and she was the umbrella.
Right, but the...
Or the rain barrel. Probably more like a rain barrel, catching the rain of Ben.
Maybe she was a half glass.
All the rain of Ben.
Half glass that was full. Right. You ever think about
maybe
that?
Maybe she was a half glass full.
Right.
And now she is an empty glass full of empty.
Right.
But only halfway, because Ben was her other half.
What is the track record of couples staying together on The Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise?
It is never you goddamn mind. That's okay. How much it is.
So it's one couple in the history of the show that's still together,
no,
right?
There's plenty of couples and plenty of babies, too. Another couple just had a Bachelorette baby a couple weeks ago. So like any endeavor, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blue. Right?
Right.
Like they always used to say, I just put the words out there. You can put them in any order you want.
That's a good way to
rearrange them.
That's a good way to live, right?
It's a good way to communicate.
Right? Were you shaking your head as you were hearing that explanation?
Just you know what? Three words.
Yeah.
You had a pretty good chance of getting them in the right order.
You'd think.
Pretty good odds
with
just three words. If it's a three-word sentence, the odds of screwing up a three-word sentence, I think, are vastly smaller than the average sentence.
It was not a complex paragraph, if that's what you're saying.
Keep doing what you're doing, Kevin.
Thank you, Chip.
This was a success.
Thank you, woman.
Katy Perry's got a new album. It's called Witness. Yeah. Release date is June 9th. Katy announced yesterday Witness the tour as well, which will kick off in Columbus, Ohio in September and wrap up in Vancouver, B.C. in February of next year. In between, she's going to do four New York City area shows, including Madison Square Garden, Nassau Coliseum, the Prudential Center in Newark, Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Here's the nice thing, which I thought when she announced this news. If you buy any tickets for the concert, for any concert, you get the new album for free.
All right.
Which is kind of a cool idea. Plus, $1 from every ticket she sells on this tour will go to the Boys and Girls Club of America.
That's very nice.
You don't hear that kind of news very often. So, there you go. Katy Perry. She's also in talks to be a judge in American Idol, by the way. Which, when I first heard, I said, what does she need that for? And I thought, couldn't hurt her branding to be on television every week, I guess.
Yeah, true, right?
However, what does she know about judging? She married Russell Brand, for God's sakes. Her judgment is off, right?
Right.
If she cut me, I would say, really? You married Russell Brand? And you're judging me, woman? You're half glass full. I would yell at her. And she would go, Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Trejo. Oh, Danny Trejo.
This is Machete.
Oh, Machete. You seen Danny's Donuts?
Yes, no. I saw coming yesterday.
To you. Coming to you soon.
I'm not.
Danny's Donuts. Danny Trejo's
out.
Donuts.
Yeah, on Highland, right?
Highland in Santa Monica.
This is Machete.
It's pink.
There's always been a donut shop, but it used to be mostly just for drug deals. I don't think a lot of donuts were being sold there ever when the old one closed. So I think Danny's is an improvement in a big, big, bad way. 73 years old today, by the way, Danny Trejo.
Wow.
Right? Here's another guy defying time. Pierce Brosnan is 64 years old today. Wish I looked that good at 24, as Pierce right. Brosnan looks at 64. Chris Novoselic, 52 years old today. Janet Jackson, she's 51. David Boreanaz is 48 years old today. Tori Spelling's 44. Wee Man! Jason Acuna is 44 as well. And actress Megan Fox is 31. Megan Fox.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
I just have one question. Hello.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
She's been so good on New Girl, by the way. So funny, talented, lovely, charming. And now I'm thinking as New Girl, you know, as being handed its walking papers. They got one. They've been renewed for one final season.
Right.
Who's gonna scoop up Megan Fox and put her in her own sitcom? Fox should absolutely build a project for her because she's beautiful and funny.
Hey, you're right.
So get on that, Fox. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, here on the world famous K-Rock, that band, Muse, will be joining us and debuting some new music.
Awesome.
How about that?
I've missed them. The new song is going to be called Dig Down. Can't wait to hear it. That's coming up on K-Rock. Hey, I saw this article in Entertainment Weekly over the weekend. I thought it was interesting and also terrifying because it is a list of not the best, but the most annoying commercial TV jingles of all time.
Oh.
The most annoying. Because you start thinking about jingles on TV and in commercials, and you think, you know, you deserve a break, and things like that that are great. That you don't get tired of.
One more time? Can you say it one more time for me?
I cannot.
Come on.
This is not that. This is not when you say, bud, you said it all. This is not that. This is annoying jingles, but apparently they work because a lot of these, most of these have been on or were on for decades. They are deeply ingrained into the American psyche.
All right.
So I thought you guys might be interested in hearing some of the ones on this list. The most annoying television jingles, because I'm sure you all have your favorites as well.
And why are there 17?
There aren't. There's a list of 25.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I didn't bring them all in in the interest of time. So some of the ones that are outside of the top 10, just so you know that they were remembered, include this one. And this one goes all the way back. Ralph, you tell me if I'm wrong, to the early 1970s, I think, but we all still remember it.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
I mean, murder button for that kid, right?
Nope.
Super I love that cute. One.
Love it.
Do you? You guys like that?
Love
adorable.
It.
Oh,
couldn't love loves it to eat it every day.
Couldn't
you
eat
ask
it anymore.
Him why he'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
You didn't even play the best part.
So cute.
I played more than we needed, that's for sure.
Bean just hates kids. So.
I don't hate kids, but it's a super annoying jingle, and he has a terrible little voice, too.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Here's one. You tell me if this made your radar or not. It did not make mine, but this was for, well, you'll see.
Extra refreshing flavor that lasts an extra, extra, extra long time.
Extra flavor for that extra long flavor.
They've got that in their top 20. You guys remember the extra jingle?
Allie was singing along.
I know that one.
I've never heard that one. No, but Allie knows every word.
Yeah. I watched a lot of TV growing up. Okay. I know it's shocking.
Also outside the top 10, this one surprised me only because it doesn't seem at all annoying. I think it's pretty catchy.
So go to Kay, the number one jewelry store in America, and get your kiss.
Every kiss begins with K. Every kiss begins with K, you guys.
Bean likes it because it's wordplay.
Every kill begins with K, too. I can murder everyone involved with that.
Here's one I hear every single day listening to sports radio.
Never know how. Never know how.
A lot of Napa know-how on the radio these
days.
That
doesn't bother me.
Mm-mm.
Nope, not. Mm-hmm. All right. They Entertainment Weekly listed as one of the most annoying TV jingles of all time. Here's another one that escaped me, but let's see if Allie knows this one.
Hey, there's
Pepto-Bismol. Shows your heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yay, Pepto-Bismol.
For five different stomach problems, pink does more than you think.
You remember that one, Allie?
I don't.
Pepto-Bismol, all right. Here's one. Ralph, I know you love this one.
One, two, yeah. One, two, three, four. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
You like that one?
That's
awesome.
Great.
I like that one, too.
They say it's annoying. All right. One more before we get into the top 10, according to Entertainment Weekly. And this is the one that would have been at my number one for annoying earworms that you hear it and you never forget it. And I'm frankly tired of waking up in the middle of the night singing this jingle.
Bum, bum, baby back, baby back, baby back. Bum, bum, baby back, baby back, baby back. Bum, bum, baby.
Any thoughts on the Chili's baby back jingle?
Never bugged me.
Really? I mean,
barbecue sauce.
That's
what made it for me.
Barbecue sauce.
That bastard did it. Remember in Austin Powers? Oh, I want my baby back, baby back, baby.
All right, now we're into the top 10 most annoying TV commercial jingles of all time, courtesy of Entertainment Weekly. Here's number 10.
For that chocolate-coated ice cream loaded, big and thick, no room for a stick. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, I can bite my ass.
Number nine is one that I think I could be wrong. I feel like it's a local ad, but maybe not.
800-588-2300 Empire.
Today.
I feel like that's a Southern California.
No, it's not. It is nationwide.
It is everywhere.
Right.
Empire Today. Mm-hmm. That is a hella catchy jingle, though, isn't it?
And he just jumps over.
I mean, let's not use the word hella if we're you.
If you're you.
here's number eight. And this one, I think, was from about 5 years ago. It was very, very big. And mercifully, you don't hear it anymore.
Five.
Oh, yeah.
That was the $5 footlong ad from Subway, and I think it's because the price went up. I think they're like $6 now, so maybe they
don't
run that.
That's a little too sexy for me for a sandwich.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we heard that one a billion times during the football games back
in
the day.
Yes, that's true.
Number seven, the most annoying TV jingles of all time.
Soldiers in your car.
That one never bothered me. How about you guys?
No, that's fine.
Didn't bother me.
Number six is definitely a local ad.
Remember, we sell more Toyotas, so we get more Toyotas, and that means
we can sell them for less.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
I would get a lemon.
I like that one just for that acting part that Ralph did.
I wouldn't have got a lemon.
I wouldn't have got a lemon.
It's my favorite.
But I'll tell you, if you wanted to buy a Toyota, that's the first place that would come to mind, right, is Toyota of Orange. All right, all-time classic now. We're into the top five. Who can forget?
Meow, 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 meow.
That's Bean singing Lowriders.
Same thing.
I mean, I feel like how your tolerance for cats is going to have a lot to do with how much time you have for that commercial. I love it because I love cats.
Oh, no, you don't love that.
I do, because I love cats and it's adorable.
It's not cats, by the way.
Well, but it's cats.
It's not cats singing that song, by the way.
Not in real
love cats.
Not in real life, but it's cats.
Not in any life. Not in fake life.
It's cat adjacent. All right. Number four, most annoying TV jingles of all time. And I'm unfamiliar with this one, so maybe this one is not in Southern California. This is a car service called Carmel. Carmel Car Service. You guys know that one at all?
I don't think so.
And I think the reason the jingle is so darn catchy is because they're lucky enough to have one of those phone numbers like dos, 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 dos for the attorneys you see on the buses.
Right.
Their phone number is all sixes.
666-6666. Number six.
Gone to the airport.
Number six.
Run around town.
Call Carmel.
Shopping on the way.
Number six.
I imagine there are some people from New York who are going crazy hearing that commercial again. So that's Carmel Car Service at number four. Here's number three. Here's one everyone knows.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets carpet cleaner.
I mean, pretty catchy, right?
Ellie knows all of these.
That's true.
Number two. I'm warning you.
Oh, no. F those cars for kids.
I gotta play it. It's number two.
No.
Turn your radio way, way down.
No.
Here it comes.
Don't do it.
Just a little bit.
Right?
K-A-R-S, cars for kids.
I hate it so much.
Stealing you, Cars for Kids.
By the way, we've been told that the Cars for Kids ad plays on the Kevin and Bean podcast. That can't be true, right?
Of course it can.
Of course it could be true.
But that, how
all things are possible with advertising.
How do we allow that, though? Shouldn't we get some sort of an exception, some sort of exclusion? We shouldn't have to play that one because we hate
it? Yes, because K-Rock is so responsive to our needs and demands.
Number one, according to Entertainment Weekly, of the most annoying TV jingles of all time.
Can I guess? Because I have one.
Of course.
If it's not on the list, this is a bad list.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be lonely with FarmersOnly.com.
That is in their top 25, Kevin.
Thank
Did not
you.
Make
that
the top
sucks
10, but yes.
Balls.
How about that was plop, plop, fizz,
oh,
fizz.
Good.
Oh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer.
That's an all-time classic. It didn't make their list. Maybe they don't think it's annoying. Maybe they just think it's awesome.
It's
I don't know.
Worst. Huh.
Allie, you have one?
I don't, because I love jingles.
She loves all of them.
Like Pete Ellis Dodge, Long Beach Freeway, Firestone Exit, Southgate. Love that. Cal Worthington here and his dog spot.
Sure. Oh, I love Cal.
Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow. Who's with me? Didn't you think it was Pussy Cow instead of Ghosty
Cow?
I know, but as a kid, you thought it was Pussy Cow.
No one did.
Absolutely, everyone did.
Not even you thought that.
Everyone thought it was Pussy Cow.
Okay. You have a new nickname,
give us a call,
by the way.
Yeah, you do.
You got a new nickname.
Everyone thought it was Pussy Cow.
Easy, Pussy Cow.
Trust me.
Here's number one on the Entertainment Weekly list, by the way. And I think the reason they thought to make this list is because this law firm is in the news right now. Because
I know.
These two men who run this law firm are headed for a business divorce. No telling what will happen to Savino and Barnes.
Savino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait. Call 8.
They got the 888-8888. So Salino and Barnes have broken up, and they are number one of the most annoying TV jingles of all time. I wonder what Appetite for Destruction era Axl Rose would have thought about 2017 Axl Rose being up on stage singing Big Shot with Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's a good question.
A little bit of a surprise, yeah. Right? Heading in that direction. All right, welcome to Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday morning. I don't have to tell you guys that I am in love with Brayson William Verdon Hayes. He is in the news earlier this week. He skydived. Skydived last year for the first time at 100. Skydived again this year at 101 and 38 days, setting an all-time record for the oldest skydiver. 101 and 38. Kevin, you are not impressed.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's not like he's doing something difficult.
Mm-hmm.
He's not climbing Mount Everest.
Right.
He's just falling.
He's just,
he's just falling further than usual for a 101-year-old.
Have you seen what most 101-year-olds are like, though? They can't walk from their bed to the toilet. This guy is putting on a flight suit, getting out to the airport, getting up on a plane, and parachuting down to Earth.
Right, but half glass full.
Well, half glass full is true.
So let's not forget that.
Let's hear what Mr. Hayes had to say after the skydiving.
I couldn't feel better in my life. I'm really and truthfully looking forward to it.
Before, now after?
I'd do it again tomorrow, but truthfully.
Don't know how he's done it. It's crazy.
Really lovely.
Same time next year?
Oh, it feels well.
Yeah,
why not?
Oh, we'll find out.
I love him so much. Well, this is a real honor because he is not only a 101-year-old skydiver, he is a veteran of D-Day. He was there on the beaches of Normandy, you guys, in 1944. The man's a British hero, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hello there, Verdon. How are you?
You almost forgot my name now.
Well, you have so many names. You have Bryson, and you have William, and you have Verdon. And then I thought I might just call you Mr. Hayes. But Verdon's okay?
Yes, of course, yes.
How do you feel today?
Oh, I feel all right, I suppose. Every day when I wake up, it's a good surprise.
I imagine so. Well, that was very exciting for us to watch you skydiving the other day.
Was it really?
Yes, it was very exciting.
It was exciting for you to watch me skydive.
Yes.
You're the saddest man I've ever heard. You're tragic.
Well, I mean, I think he's just excited for you. It seemed like a big deal to you.
Well, yes, because I was skydiving.
Right. Were you scared? Were you nervous about something going wrong? I mean, every day is precious, and here you're putting yourself in a situation where, you know, if the parachute doesn't open, you know, splat.
Every day is not precious. Every day is endless.
Oh.
Oh.
It goes on and on and on.
This got dark.
Wow.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Are you okay?
Calm down. Take a break, Francois.
Are you fencing?
Yes, fencing.
Well,
sword fighting.
That sounds dangerous at your age.
Couldn't lose.
Ferdin,
what do you mean you couldn't lose? You're that good?
Yes. It's frustrating. Oh. When there's all this elders to end, I can't keep jumping out of planes and fighting with swords. And
you want it to end?
Every day I wake up again. There it is. Another sunrise.
Oh.
Another sort of stupid grandchildren. No, Grandpapa, Grandpapa. Shut up.
This is less inspirational than I thought.
Come on, you bull. Come on.
What?
Ole!
You're bullfighting?
Ole! Ole! Stupid bull. I win again.
Oh man.
I'm going to put this apple on my head. All right. Shoot the apple off my head.
That's not...
Yeah, you got it.
Well, you gotta be careful. You don't want to hurt yourself.
I don't.
I know.
I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, it sounds like he does.
And that's from half glass full.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, let me get...
That was...
Juggling chains,
you're juggling chains.
Three, four. That's this one. Find a big one. Oh, perfect as always. Come on, back, you fierce beast. Back, lion.
Is this a lion?
You're fighting a lion.
Yes, why young lion. Get down and then get on the floor, you beast. Cowardly beast. Nothing I can do. Nothing. Nothing will stop my endless torment.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh,
Ferdin.
Missed.
Hey!
Boy, that was shocking. And not good.
Come on, Bean.
Let's not do that. Get it together.
Sorry. Hey, speaking of Cage the Elephant here on the Kevin and Bean Show, I love that band, and they're great live. You can see them Saturday at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rose Dee Fiesta 2017 at StubHub Center. We have two chances for you to win tickets in the pit still to come on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And are we allowed to mention the thing that Dave told us?
We're allowed to mention the thing that Dave told us.
Yes. We are.
Yes, Bean.
And you're familiar with this if you've been listening to K-Rock. There is something called production holds. These are seats that become available as the final details are put together for the staging and where the audience is going to be and where the sides of the stage and everything else. And they have just released some production holds that are good seats for the sold-out Weenie Roast. So... if you're listening right now, if you're lucky enough to be listening right now, you can go to AXS.com and still buy tickets for the Weenie Rose, even though it's been sold out for weeks. So get on that, AXS.com right now. Buy your tickets, and we'll see you Saturday.
Time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
It's not that difficult to find these stories because people are dumb.
Yeah, they are.
And that's why we love it. This first story comes out of Bangor, Maine. I'm surprised by this because there was a woman in Bangor, Maine that was the owner-operator of a business called Topless Cleaning.
Oh.
In Bangor, Maine.
Maine has boobies?
Right. But are they the boobies you want to see?
Listen. Bangor.
Right.
I don't even know her.
Right.
Right?
She apparently was arrested while in a house because she was stealing underwear.
Oh, no.
So the police in Bangor, Maine said... the woman had, quote, stolen garments that would fully cover, support, and contain much of what her business title promoted her customers.
She seems like the last person who would need to steal underwear because she's not wearing any.
But then maybe again she had the business so that she didn't have any bras.
Oh, there you
right?
go. There you go.
So
that's
then you advertise,
smart.
You that's get into somebody's house, and now you have bras.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's not dumb.
Dumb.
Next story comes out of Chalk Hill, Pennsylvania. Authorities say a drunken driving suspect was chased by police from Maryland into Pennsylvania. You know how I love the car chases.
Yeah. Sure.
Pennsylvania State Trooper says the woman he arrested was 36-year-old Holly Lynn Donahue of Louisville, Kentucky. Most of the time, not a woman. Most of the time, these car chases are men.
Yeah. Oh, I would bet over 90% of the time they're men.
She apparently they laid down the spike strips. They flattened the tire. She was taken to a hospital. She refused drug and alcohol testing. And they asked her what her name was, and she said Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
my name is Hillary Clinton.
Huh.
And they said, huh. And they asked her why, and she would not talk to them anymore. That's it.
Was she drunk? Does it say on the high speed?
Well, tried to give her an alcohol test, so I assume she was.
Okay.
But she refused it.
I was just wondering if she was just, goofing off by giving them a fake name, hoping they wouldn't figure out who she was, or if she was so drunk she thought she was Hillary Clinton.
I mean, that's very possible. I can't imagine that she was sober and thought that would work.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Oh, you're Hillary Clinton. No, we're sorry. We'll move along.
Dumb. I think we all know Hillary Clinton would never set foot in Pennsylvania. We learned that.
Right? An elected official in a small Michigan town is serving a 90-day jail sentence. This is a weird story. He's accused of forging documents to impress an overseas mistress.
Hmm.
This guy's name is Charles Rogers. He's a member of the village council in Northport, part of Traverse City. Authorities say he created a divorce document, forged signatures of court officials, and sent them to the woman in London.
So he had an online girlfriend.
Yes, in London.
And he was trying to prove to her that he was single.
Yes.
So they were neighbors. Divorce documents.
They were not neighbors.
Not neighbors.
And there was no sickle. So the woman in London contacted his wife.
Bad form.
Apparently she didn't buy it. So she contacted the wife. The wife reached out to police. Rogers pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and began a jail sentence in February.
What kind of online girlfriend is demanding paperwork as proof, by the way?
And then following up on it and calling back and double-checking it.
Yeah. She's got issues, doesn't she?
She has issues, right?
Yeah. She needs to learn to start trusting her internet boyfriend.
Right, exactly. In Rocky River, Ohio, police in a suburban Cleveland say a man intentionally crashed his car into a closed convenience store to get beer.
Well, I mean, if they're not open, if they're not open, that's inconvenient for him.
He drove into the wall. He injured himself and the store employee while they were both trying to recover from the accident. He said, "I need beer." And the guy said, "Hey, you just drove your truck into our store. We're going to have to call the police." And they called the police. And when they got there, the man was not wearing pants or underwear. Ooh. Nothing. Nothing from the waist down. He was not wearing anything from the waist down.
All right.
He barricaded himself in a beer cooler and told the police just to shoot him. Take me out. All I want is a beer.
He's having a very rough day.
Right? He's been charged, it says, only with impaired driving. How is that possible?
Yeah, no kidding.
How is that? You ran into a building. There's got to be a charge there. You injured the employee. There's got to be a charge there. Standoff with the police.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one seems half-baked.
Dumb.
And finally, out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, police in that city were executing a search warrant to 50-year-old Neryl Remenden Rutherford. And he faced multiple charges Monday morning after they searched his house and they found 8 marijuana plants and approximately a half a pound of marijuana in the kitchen and in the washing machine. Oh, and while the police were there executing the warrant, a package was delivered to his house. It was brought from Portland, Oregon. While the officers were inside the house, they knocked and they said, "This package is for him." Uh-huh. And he accepted it and they opened it and it had a street value of $20,000. It was a package of weed.
Yeah!
4 pounds of weed. So they searched his house and they found what they found. And then while they were there, a whole lot more weed got delivered.
That like UPS, FedEx? I need to know these things.
It doesn't say. It just says that it's just a delivery service that dropped off a package at his house while the police were there, and it had 4 pounds of weed
in it.
Bad
timing.
Right?
Nine out of ten times when you get a package from Oregon, it's got weed in it.
That's true. Just make sure the police aren't at your house. And that's
dumb.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:54.
This is about the time every hour our friend Ralph Garman steps in with another look at the showbiz beat here on K-Rock. What's going on, Ralph?
Antonio Sabato Jr. Right?
Right.
Our next congressman?
Next congressman for the 26th district. He's finding out very quickly
that politics can get very ugly very fast.
Uh-oh.
Antonio Sabato Jr., for those of you don't know, who was a former Calvin Klein model, was an actor on Melrose Place and a couple other nighttime soapy kind of things. So most famous, though, for speaking at the Republican National Convention and saying that President Obama was a Muslim terrorist, more or less.
Okay.
And traitor. And he decided he's going to run for Congress. And he's going to find that people are willing to take shots at him like he was willing at one time to take shots.
I mean, you really open yourself up for so much criticism if you decide to run for office,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got to know that's coming. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when your estranged wife goes to the press and says, you know, Antonio has had a big, fat prescription pill problem for many years. That he also used meth prior to 2009, and he's got a lot of issues.
You're supposed to pay those people off before you announce candidacy.
Well, if you've got an angry, estranged wife, maybe you don't run this year. Maybe you'll wait till that all blows
Hold
over.
Hold off on that.
Yeah. Antonio admits he went to rehab. And he said he's an advocate for addiction issues, but whatever else she says is a bunch of lies. He said about his wife, so apparently they got a good relationship there.
Sweet.
So we'll be following that closely. George R.R. Martin, Game of Thrones author, says there are five different people right now who are working on a spinoff to the popular HBO series.
Five different people?
Yeah.
Five different projects?
Yeah, they're just developing, developing to see what sticks. And he said the one thing he can promise fans is that the new series will not be a simple spinoff. He said they're not going to take one character from the show and go off and do their own show with that. He said more than likely, he said that every one of the concepts we're discussing is a prequel rather than a sequel to what is going on in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And he said in many cases may not even be set on the Westeros. So it could be a whole different world, just for the same format, same vibe.
Okay.
I'm guessing kind of like what they do with Fargo, you know, which is where they kind of create the same, the similar atmosphere and delivery, and the characters are live in a similar universe, but
right.
It's not necessarily the same story or same characters over and over again.
And what that means is, if I'm reading between the lines here, is he doesn't really have to do anything with it, right?
Right. He doesn't need to write more books to support this world or whatever.
Because he's really old, and the fear is that he's not going to live long enough.
He's got the fear, too?
No, I'm just saying, we're all worried he won't live long enough to finish writing the book that he's writing now.
Yeah.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
I don't really think he's even that old. I just think he's really not in good shape.
Yeah, he looks like he should be skydiving, if you get my meaning.
Yeah. Those who just tuned in, don't.
There's a 101-year-old guy who's skydiving this week.
More canceled shows. Scream Queens gone.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, what am I going to watch now for my 14-year-old girl self?
I love Scream Queens.
Baby Daddy.
Oh, was a show?
It's been canceled at the end of its sixth season.
No!
You heard
not
me.
True.
You just said sixth. What did you mean?
We gotta say goodbye to Baby Daddy.
You mean it's been on for six episodes?
No, six seasons.
What is Baby Daddy?
It's Baby Daddy.
But what is it?
From Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family, Baby Daddy.
Who's in it?
All the stars of Baby Daddy are in it.
Right. What happens in it?
The daddy?
Yeah.
Creates a baby.
Right. Uh-huh. And then
six seasons.
Yeah.
Hate to see it go. I'm going to miss it.
Me too.
They'll still send breakfast burritos, though, right?
Remember when we discovered them? They were like, what? You know who we are now? Take some food. Yeah. Oh. The Odd Couple has been canceled after three seasons. That's right. You heard me.
That was on for three seasons.
Well, yeah.
And we like both of those stars very much.
Yeah.
Really?
We do?
Yes.
One for sure.
I mean, Thomas Lennon.
One
love
them we
Thomas
love.
Lennon.
We love him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not, not so
the
much.
The other one we don't like so much.
Yeah, I wrote it. Because I wrote it.
Right. That's right. I forgot about, okay.
Matt,
forgot about that interview.
Matt, calm down.
All right, Thomas Lennon. Yes, we're sad for him.
And Criminal Minds Beyond Borders is been canceled. Well, I mean, it's no surprise. Borders bookstores have been closed forever. So what's the point of even having a CSI headquarters behind one of their buildings?
I think they missed.
They've been closed for... Last one I remember was over by the Galleria.
I think they meant overseas. It'd be on borders, meaning not just in America, I think.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Borders bookstores.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been avoiding it for all the wrong reasons. Maybe I should have watched that show. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Trejo, one of our favorites around here. 73 years old today.
This is Machete.
Hey, Machete. Pierce Brosnan. James Bond for many. Remington Steele for many as well. Remember Remington Steele?
Mm-hmm. Remember it was on.
Yes. Yeah. Miss Holt. Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Mm. Yes.
Mm. I thought he was a very good James Bond, by the way.
He was a very good James Bond.
I mean, it's totally different.
GoldenEye,
from
one of my favorite Bonds. Across all of the Bonds, yeah. GoldenEye still holds up as one of my favorites.
Agree.
You've never seen a James Bond movie, Allie. And That you should be punished. Chris Novoselic's 52. Janet Jackson's 51. David Boreanaz, Philly boy, in the houses. 48 years old. Tori Spelling's 44. Jason Wee Man Acuna is 44 years old today. So if you see him, say, Acuna Matata.
Really?
And tell him not to worry. It means no worries, Kevin.
File.
An actress, Megan Fox. Yes, she is. 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
In about 5 minutes, we'll tell you how you can win your tickets this morning for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 happening this Saturday at StubHub Center. And by the way, Allie, what's the update? It's going to be under or over 100 degrees on Saturday at the show.
I believe it's going to be mid to upper 80s.
Oh,
so right. I think, though, in an enclosed environment like that, not with a roof, but with the sun beating down on you, probably about 97.
Okay.
And then with the black tar outside, you've probably got like 104 at the other stage. And then if you take into account the cloud cover, I'm done.
Then you subtract 40 degrees
yes.
And it's perfect.
We're good.
Right.
It's going to be perfect.
I realized when Ralph announced on the air moments ago that a show called Baby Daddy had just been canceled after 6 seasons with me having no idea that it existed, that I am not keeping up like I should with my TV. And that's why I'm glad we have our next guest on the phone. From New York, our friend Michael Schneider is the executive editor of IndieWire, editor-at-large at Variety, and he is in New York right now for what's called the TV Upfronts. Michael, how are you, sir? How's the Big Apple?
It's great. Dean, you're not a big Baby Daddy fan? You're not watching the Freeform?
Right. Apparently I missed that one, but 6 seasons it was on. For God's sakes, that's crazy.
There's a lot of TV, and then that's part of the problem. There's just too much TV, and then Baby Daddy is part of the problem.
But I think, you know, a lot of times we assume that because we pay a little bit closer attention to entertainment and to TV, that we would have at least heard of a show that's been on for 6 years.
Yeah, well, I think that is, you know, I joke, but seriously, there are about 500 scripted shows on the air right now across all the networks. There's just no way to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
And you know, there are certain shows that just aren't for you. And Baby Daddy, let's be honest, was not for either of you.
Right, exactly. All right, I almost feel like this has to be today, Michael, the part one of a two-part conversation, because there's a lot going on in the TV industry right now. A lot of shows have been canceled now, and the reason is they're clearing out some time slots for new shows that this week you're watching be introduced there in New York at the Upfronts. So maybe today we talk about the things that have been canceled, and then maybe we have you on in a few days once the new schedules have been revealed and talk about what's coming up for next fall. How about that?
Yeah, because there's a lot to talk about coming soon. But, yeah, this is the bloodiest week of the year network-wise.
All right.
A lot of shows going away.
All right. Let me start with the one that is, if any have generated controversy, it's this one. Last Man Standing is a show that starred Tim Allen on ABC and did pretty good numbers. Had about 8 million viewers on average in the last season, as I understand it. And the reason I bring it up is because I see this morning that there's actually a petition online that has over 30,000 signatures already to try to get ABC to reconsider. From people who cast themselves as being conservatives who feel like that was one of the few shows that kind of spoke to them. What can you tell us about this controversy?
Well, let's be honest. The show, yeah, it did okay in total viewers, but it wasn't a hit anymore in the demos. You know, 18 to 49, that's the audience that the networks want. That's who they covet because that younger audience advertisers care about more. It was a show that had sort of had its run. It was on for 4 years. It did fine, but it didn't do great. And ABC, it's their prerogative. to switch things up. They didn't own the show either. It's not produced by ABC.
All right, let's talk about that for just a second as a tangent. That is a big decision, right? That's a big factor in the decision is whether they co-own it or not?
Yeah, it's a big deal now. All the networks want to own their own shows because that's the only way they can really squeeze any profits out of these shows anymore. Now that ratings are so low that you're just not getting the kind of revenue you once did, that's the only way to do it and hold on to these shows once they move on to, say, Hulu or Netflix. If you don't own them, then you're not getting anything anymore. So, yeah, there are a lot of snowflakes today, apparently, on Last Man Standing. I'm a little surprised. I mean, why aren't they protesting Dr. Ken being canceled?
I think because it spoke to people in red states. That's the
and
thing.
Tim Allen
it's one
is
of
a very,
the only shows that did that.
Yeah, and Tim Allen is a very public out conservative, and a lot of people related to him for that reason. So you don't think there was a political motivation in this cancellation at all?
And that's my problem with the protests. Is fine, yeah. If he spoke to him, I understand. And everyone's they're within their right to protest a show being canceled. There are plenty of shows that people are all the time protesting when they go away. But it wasn't a political decision. These are all business decisions.
So says a godless Hollywood liberal, by the way.
Right?
Exactly. I'm spouting leftisms right now. But,
all right, you libtard. Let me ask you about this one then. What about how curious it was that Timeless got canceled by NBC and then 2 days later was brought back? Was this some sort of time-traveling trick or what happened?
Yeah, that was a really interesting one. And that was one where that was a show that was completely, they call it On the Bubble, a show that could be renewed or could be canceled. It's really 50-50. And that was one where, again, NBC did not own Timeless. It's produced by Sony. So ultimately they decided, you know what, all things being equal, we don't own it. It's doing okay but not great. We've got these other shows that we've already picked up. Let's let it go. But then they actually did sit on it a bit. They went back to Sony, and Sony's been pretty good over the years in making these kinds of deals where they can make it financially worth the while for a network to turn around and pick up a show after all. So
they changed the deal in effect so that they went back. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And they made it they made it palatable for NBC to pick it up for another season.
This is the voice of our friend Michael Schneider here on the Kevin and Bean Show, editor-at-large of Variety, executive editor of IndieWire. We're talking about shows that have been canceled in recent days. All right, I want to ask you about one more and then throw it open to you, Michael, for the ones that you had comments on that were surprising or whatnot to you. And that is the one that we were all surprised to see canceled, which was Two Broke Girls. To me, that always – I didn't watch it, but that felt like a hit to me. Was I wrong?
That felt like a hit to me.
It felt like a hit. I mean, maybe just CBS is doing a great job promoting it, but I always felt like that was a popular and successful show. Was it not?
Very hit-ish. Well, Bean, you hit upon another issue there, which is what is a success these days? Ratings are so low. It's at a point where it's really hard to say what's a hit and what's not a hit. Two Broke Girls had been on the air for 6 seasons, for a long time. Though, when a show gets to be that old, they become more expensive. Talent becomes more expensive as well. So this was a show that was doing okay in the ratings, but again, going back to that whole thing, CBS didn't own the show. The show was about to get more expensive because it's getting older. And so all things being equal, they decided it was time to say goodbye.
Maybe I'm wrong, and I don't know anything about television, but it's so hard to generate a new show to get eyeballs on it. I almost feel like you're better off with an older show that at least has a built-in audience rather than starting from scratch on a time slot.
Well, that's why you do see a lot of shows coming back that maybe a few years ago would have been canceled. Elementary is an example of a show that CBS just brought back that also was a ratings, questionable on the ratings front, but they own the show and it's been around for a while. It's a pre-sold concept, it's Sherlock Holmes, and they decided, let's give this show one more chance.
What was surprising to you, Michael, they got canceled this week?
Not a lot of surprise to tell you the truth. Looking across the board, Scream Queens, that wasn't a surprise. It just did okay in the ratings. The Catch, which was a Shonda Rhimes show, a little bit of a surprise.
That hurt me, Michael.
It is Shonda Rhimes. And
it's Peter Krause. I need him on my TV.
Yeah, that was a show that, it took a long time for that show to find its sort of voice and maybe never really caught on enough with enough viewers. So that was a little bit of a surprise.
You brought up Shonda. I would think reason alone you want to stay in the Shonda Rhimes business if you're ABC. You give her whatever she wants, I would think.
Yeah, and so the trade-off is they've picked up other shows from her. They're still very much in the Shonda Rhimes business, but you know, every once in a while, you know, even your big hit show runners have a miss,
right?
And that was one of them.
All right, so it's going to be a very different TV schedule for us when the shows come back in the fall. We want to talk to you again in a few days after you've seen all the new shows be unveiled, because there are some really interesting ones it looks like we're going to have in our futures, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, how long are you going to be out there in New York, Michael?
I'm here until Friday, covering, running around, and you know, nonstop. So.
Are we going to see you at the Weenie Roast?
So, you know, I'm flying back, so I'm missing the Weenie Roast. So
oh, Michael.
I wish you nothing but success.
That's a bad choice. Appreciate that. You can follow him on Twitter at Franklin Avenue. It's IndieWire.com or Variety.com for our friend Michael Statter. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, if you want to go to the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017, like we mentioned, it is this Saturday.
Yeah, it is sold out, but we're going to give you a chance, two chances on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including one right now to win your tickets in the pit. So if you're ready to compete, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game next on K-Rock. Saturday. It's the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017 at StubHub Center, our 25th, by the way, Weenie Roast. First ever at StubHub Center. It's going to be fun on Saturday for Lord and Imagine Dragons and 311 and Cage the Elephant, Lana Del Rey, Paramore, Incubus, and all the rest. We're going to give you some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. Tickets in the pit if you can play Speedy Weenie.
Hey, everybody, it's time for Speedy Weenie, where we take song clips and play them really, really fast. Are you ready to play? It's Speedy Weenie. Speedy Weenie. Yeah, everybody, let's play. Speedy Weenie. Woo!
Could I
tickled you?
Hear that again, please.
Sure. Why not?
Hey, everybody! It's time for Speedy Weenie, where we take song clips and play them really, really fast. Are you ready to play? It's Speedy Weenie. Speedy Weenie. Yeah, everybody, let's play. Speedy Weenie. Woo!
All right. So that's how the game is played, right?
Right.
We're going to play songs really, really,
really
fast,
right?
You just identify them by title and artist, and you go into the drawing to win the tickets for the Weenie Roast. I like it. Who's up first, please?
Start with Marlon in Inglewood. Hi there.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here's your song, Sped Up. Tell us the artist and the title.
Marlon.
Royals by Lord.
And we'll never be royals.
Nicely done. All right.
That is how that's done.
Let's go to Alex in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You ready for your song?
Yes, sir.
Here you go. This is not the hardest game in the world.
It's not. Alex, what do you think?
It has to be Lana, but I have no idea.
Oh. It really doesn't have to be Lana.
It's Imagine Dragons Radioactive.
I spoke too soon.
All right. Let's try another.
All right. Let's go to Raul in Anaheim. Hi.
Morning, guys.
Morning. You ready for Speedy Weenie?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here you go. All right, what's that?
Is that Dream Car?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Incubus. Wish You Were Here.
You know what I keep thinking every time you play one of these Speedy Weedy clips is...
Alvin!
I mean, right?
No.
Alvin!
Nope. You're not getting any kind of Chipmunks vibe out of this?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
Allie, you're with me. It's a little Chipmunksy, right?
I mean, because it's sped up?
Yes!
I mean, okay.
All right. Marlon is in the drawing. We're trying to give away some tickets in the pit for the Weenie Roast. Who's our next contestant?
Next is Eric in Ventura. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, thanks. You ready for your song?
I am.
Here you go. Good luck.
I hope they do it like that Saturday.
That'd be so cool. All right, Eric.
It's Paramore and the Chipmunks.
Yes.
God,
Damn it, I can't remember the name of the song.
Oh, you're so close. Try.
Oh, we do need that.
I don't know.
Say a Paramore. Misery Business.
Sorry, Erica. Them's the rules, my friend.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Santa Ana. Hi there.
How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. You ready for your song?
Heck yeah. Let's try this.
Good luck. All right.
Lowrider by Army.
By who?
That was Cecilia and the Satellite by Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. Cecilia and
the Satellite. Did he say by Army?
By Army.
He did, for some reason, yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, we can have the Weenie Roast in an hour if this is how fast the songs really work.
I don't think that's what we want, though.
Okay.
Ellen in Orange, hi.
Hey.
This game sounds easier to us than it seems to be to the listener.
Yeah, what do you think, Ellen? You've been listening on hold. We're surprised that so many people have not been able to get them.
A few of them you can get. A few of them I would have not been able to get either.
I mean, having said that, I would get none. So
sure.
All right, you ready for yours?
Yep.
Here you go. Good luck.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 311 and Amber.
Yes, you are. Amber is the color of your energy. Nicely done.
All right, go out on a high or try one more?
Try one more. Why go out on a high when you can try one more and ruin it? Norman in Glendale, hi.
Hello.
All right, you ready?
I'm going to try.
Here we go.
Oh, man. I'm just going to guess Caged Elephant.
Yes.
Yes.
Song title?
No Rest for the Wicked.
Close enough.
Close enough, yes. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. There ain't no rest
for the wicked. All right. Fantastic. So Norman is a yay. Ellen as well. Marlon all in the drawing to win the tickets in the pit for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2017 Saturday at StubHub Center. They all conquered the Speedy Weenie. Who's our winner, please, Allie?
The winner is Marlon.
Marlon. Congratulations, Marlon.
Thank you, guys.
You got tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta. We will see you Saturday. Thanks for playing the game.
I'm going to ask a question that if I had Google in front of me, I guess I could just look it up. But how long do you guys think Michael Jackson's been dead now?
10?
I would guess 8 years.
Seems like it's been about 8 years?
8 years.
10 years, something like that.
Nice.
Well, his little girl has grown up. She was just a little kid that we had barely ever even seen her face when he passed away. And now she is a famous Instagram model. Paris Jackson is 19 now, you guys. And she's creating a little bit of controversy with some people because she likes putting topless photos of herself on the Instagram. Now, I guess because of Instagram's nudity policy, it's they're tasteful topless photos, right?
Sure.
You gotta stand in a certain direction to have them be allowed on Instagram.
Can't
be naked,
right?
But a lot of people, she's getting a lot of pushback. A lot of people are saying, "Hey, you know, what's up with this? You're supposed to be a role model. I don't know why people think Paris Jackson's a role model, but why is it okay?" And she is defending herself, saying that she believes that she believes in going back to nature. She believes it's healthy. It's a philosophy. She's into being naked. She says that's part of what makes her human, and it makes her connect to Mother Earth.
Yeah. First of all, you said human.
Right.
That's why I corrected myself. Yes. So she gardens naked. I mean, she's got all sorts of thoughts, lots of thoughts on being naked. So we thought, wouldn't it be interesting to hear what her dearly departed father, Michael Jackson, has to say about this? So we are firing up the hotline to heaven right now. And I think if this works, it's been a while. If it works, we can get Mr. Jackson back on the line. Hello, Michael.
Hello!
Oh, fantastic.
Hello.
How you doing?
Does this thing work?
It's been a while since we...
No, it's been a while.
Hotline to heaven, yeah.
I'm worried it might not work.
I was, too.
Really?
Yes, I was. Look, it's very sophisticated.
Hey, everyone, I was worried, too.
Hey, here's a little piece of advice from heaven. Don't try to act. You embarrass yourself and everyone else.
It's very sophisticated equipment.
Oh, I know. Here, let me work the dials here on this very important piece of equipment I have. I hope it works. Good luck, everyone. Please, Godspeed. Crush your fingers.
Why is Michael Jackson mocking me?
Just do the bit. don't do it.
Just stay in your lane.
You have to tart it up and just add a lot of drama. Don't have to raise the stakes. Right. You're just talking to a dead guy.
All right, so Michael Jackson's on the line in heaven. How are you, Michael?
I'm just so glad it worked.
Yeah, me too.
There was some real worry whether it was going to come true or not.
We wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on your daughter, Paris.
Oh, Paris.
Yeah.
I love Paris. She's my daughter.
Yeah, yes, she is.
Yeah. What's going on?
I mean, the story is she's 19 now, and she put a topless picture on Instagram.
What?
Do you know what Instagram is, Michael?
Yeah.
You were dead, and then it got invented after that.
Were you going to explain Instagram to him?
I just wanted to make sure Michael from the grave knew what we were talking about.
So you can call heaven, but you don't think we know what Instagram is here.
I just wanted to make sure the hotline to heaven was working.
Can I join you, Michael?
Do you have Twitter?
You'd be better off. You'd be better off if you were with me than with him.
So what about your 19-year-old daughter being so into nudity?
I am not a fan.
Okay.
Of any naked woman, really, let alone my daughter.
Of any naked woman?
Any naked woman. Yes. Thanks for repeating what I said.
Right.
If people didn't understand.
Yeah. Michael's cranky today, you guys.
Well, it's kind of well known, the whole thing with the...
Not so into ladies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Allie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, somebody picked it. Not any naked woman. What is wrong with you two? Seriously.
I mean, do we have that kind of time?
I just, if you're going to come into work, you might as well show up.
Right? We're here. We're doing our best, Mike.
Really?
We're just doing everything we can here. Is it upsetting to you?
It's all part of what makes us humid.
Right.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
Michael's the lucky one.
Right? Allie asked if she could join him up there in heaven.
I felt for her and him.
And all the poor listeners who were subjected to the last segment.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever find any money? You're walking down the street and
Eddie
boom.
Money. Yeah, Eddie Money and I performed at the Orange County.
No, no, no. Any.
Did
I mean, any.
We shared a stage.
Did you perform?
Any money.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You were on the stage.
I was on the stage.
And he was on the stage.
Absolutely.
And he was
singing. That's all you need to know.
Right. And then.
So we shared a stage.
And then at some point he was supposed to bring you out to sing with him.
Yes.
And did that happen?
Not as much as it didn't happen.
Okay.
Although I appreciate the aside, and it's a great story, I meant any money, not Eddie.
Oh,
any. If you ever find any, like you're walking down the street.
Any money.
And then there's a hundred. $100 bill laying in the middle of the street. You pick it up, then what do you do with it? That's going to be the topic coming up right after the top of the
pocket.
Day. Well, maybe you do. So your stories of found money on the way, and we'll tell you about a guy who walked into a tremendous windfall. It's a crazy story.
I carry a satchel for situations just like that.
Where's all my found money going?
First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Scott Disick, what are we going to do for Scott? How are we going to help Scott?
Are we?
Yes.
Are we going to help him?
What's wrong?
On Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kourtney Kardashian said that she and Scott Disick are never, ever getting back together again.
Okay.
At least in this season. She hasn't gotten next season's scripts yet, so she's going to have to wait and see. But apparently it's over. She said their relationship has been nonsense for 10 years. Well, just keep having kids with them, by all means. That's the most important part. Is to keep having kids with your nonsense, deadbeat, douchebag of a boyfriend.
Yeah. He's never done anything, right?
Other than douchebaggery?
Yeah, has
not
he
that
ever?
I know of.
And impregnation. Yeah. Sure.
I don't know if he's ever had a job or what exactly it is that he does. I get the sense that he comes from a family that has money, I'm guessing.
Seems like it.
Much like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Where they are idle. The idle rich. But again, and I always try to bring this point, if you remove the money from the situation, this behavior would be scoffed and looked down upon by people as white trash, honey boo boo type BS.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You would look down there, if they lived in a trailer park, you'd look down there and say, oh, why can't those people get their S together? He's a drunk. He's never held a job. He's just knocked up this girl a couple times. Now she's calling it quits after 10 years
of course she's kicking
BS.
Him out. Of course. Why not?
Well, yeah. How could she not see this sooner?
Right.
Oh, those tragic lowlifes. That's what we'd be saying about these people. But because they live in Calabasas on a compound, everybody follows them on Instagram and looks up to them. I say pitchforks and torches, people.
I'm not sure we're at that point.
Pitchfork, I got it.
Okay. All right.
Why are you bad, America?
Why are you bad, America? We ask repeatedly on this show.
Did you see the 100-and-something white guys that showed up with actual torches the other day in Virginia where they were taking down that Confederate statue?
What?
Yeah.
No. It's a thing?
It's a thing.
I thought that was only in the Frankenstein movies.
Yeah. No, literally they showed up with torches. And there may have been pitchforks as well.
Did they have flashlights?
The torches were from, like, Bed Bath & Beyond, though. They were so cheesy.
Nice. Oh, like tiki torches?
They were the most white boy wearing khaki torches I've ever seen. It was
they
amazing.
Were adorable.
They were adorable. Richard Spencer, I don't want to punch you. I just want to squish your face. It was
what
so
were they
cute.
Planning on burning, by the way?
That is,
I think it was citronella to keep the mosquitoes away.
That's what it was.
I think it was just meant to appear intimidating.
Oh.
Well, and they nailed it.
Yeah.
Did they have floaties in the other hands? Like pool noodles? They were going to a beach barbecue?
They were all holding cocktails, too.
They're the worst.
It was kind of a sad white supremacist showdown.
Hey, Kevin Costner's coming to television.
All right. Wow, that's a surprise.
Kevin's very excited. It is a surprise, Bean, because he's primarily a movie star.
Yeah. Hidden Figures, right, most recently?
Yeah, but it's happening. A lot of movie stars are making the move to television because, first of all, it's lucrative. And second of all, that's where the work is. And he will star in the upcoming Paramount Network TV series. The Paramount Network, you may or may not know, is the new name for what was previously known as Spike TV. Paramount is rebranding it as a network for their owned and operated productions. You're just talking to Michael about this.
Michael Snyder, yeah.
The networks now love to own their own properties. And so Paramount Pictures Studios will be producing television content for its own Paramount Network now that was owned by Viacom, previously as Spike. It's all very incestuous, but just trust me on this one. The series is called Yellowstone. Yellowstone. Kevin Costner will play John Dutton, who controls the largest ranch in the U.S., which is constantly under attack by its neighbors, various land developers, an Indian reservation, and America's first national park. Yellowstone.
I don't...
Marvel at the fountain of water that spews from the ground.
Do we need...
In Yellowstone.
Do we need Yellowstone?
Coming this fall. Hey, you, get off my land. You belong in Yellowstone. Coming this fall.
I don't get why it's under attack.
I don't understand either. What's exciting about this? A guy lives next to a park.
Maybe they want his property.
Oh, they want his land.
Yeah.
Those dirty national park rangers.
It sounds good.
Yeah, does sound great.
To steal my picnic basket. Yogi Bear stars in Yellowstone. That sounds awful, right?
I mean, it certainly is beneath what Kevin Costner should jump into if he's going to TV, right?
He is a guy who owns some land that lives next door to Yellowstone. Screw you, America. Can't wait for the exciting trailer.
Sure.
Yellowstone. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Megan Fox. She still makes me reel a little bit when I see her. I'm like,
too pretty.
Get a little woozy from her.
And I had never thought she was much of an actress, quite frankly.
Right.
And that was always my way to sort of humanize her, mm-hmm. to take her down from Mount Olympus where she belongs with the rest of the gods.
Sure, she's amazing looking,
but really, right? Transformers,
right.
Right.
Mm.
And then she was on New Girl and crushed it. Was just so was funny and charming on that show. So now she literally does have everything. And Brian Austin Green, right?
Right.
Megan Fox, what do you have? Weird thumbs.
Ugh.
Remember Dave?
Remember Dave?
Remember Dave?
That ruled, ruled her out. That ruled her out for
her
Dave.
Her thumbs were too weird for Dave.
Allie, you familiar with this? You know this one?
I am. There are websites dedicated to her thumbs. I would have all thumbs if I could look half as good as right. Megan Fox.
I would give up both of my opposable thumbs for a night with her. So, what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
You're welcome to Thumb Talk. If you have thumb stories, give us a call. 1-800.
Nope, not doing that.
Not doing thumb talk?
No, we're not.
Thumb talk.
No.
Thumb talk.
It sounds like thumb tack, but it's thumb talk.
Right.
That'd be a great bit.
Nope.
Megan Fox.
I don't know why that exists.
Someone hang up on her?
Oh, that's right. What about the time Kevin hung up on her?
I think we already talked about Dave and we talked about...
No, but you hung up on her.
But you hung up on her.
I mean...
The goddess that is Megan Fox was hung up on by you.
Technically.
Not technically. It happened.
I mean, she called.
Let's go to the tape.
Come on now.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you, bye.
That is some mid
I mean
conversation hanging up and
she was done, Ralph.
Right, but she said you while the click happened.
She didn't say thank.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you, bye.
She got Fane. She got Fane out.
Maybe it was a little tight.
Where is Kevin rushing to?
I have no idea. Well, he's very busy. We found out.
Very busy.
There's a lot of running.
Thank you.
And a lot of ice cream.
Right.
And those take up the majority of his day.
It's not like he left that interview and had to catch a plane. He just left that interview to hit a commercial and sit around and wait for the next break.
She was done.
No, obviously she wasn't.
I feel like she was finished.
Nope.
Jason Wee Man Acuna is 44 years old today, as is Tori Spelling. David Boreanaz is 48. Janet Jackson's 51. Chris Novoselic, 52. Pierce Brosnan, 64 years old. And Danny Trejo, one of our favorites around here.
This is Machete.
He turned 73 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you, bye.
Yep. That's what happened, all right. Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. Stand by for more tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017 in the pit Saturday at StubHub Center. We've got those for you in less than an hour from right now. All right. How do you want to handle this, Kevin? Because we got a ton of people already on the line. We haven't even set it up yet.
Well, let's set it up quickly. There's a guy named Nick Mead who runs a company called Tanks-A-Lot, and he buys and collects tanks, military tanks.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
he rents them out for film shoots and things like that.
Right. One of them he found inside of the tank. He found gold, at least 5 bullion bars weighing 12 pounds each.
Oof.
5 bars of gold weighing 12 pounds each. How insane is that?
He bought the tank for $37,000, and then one of the fuel tanks had something in it. And he opened it up and found the gold that Kevin described worth $2.5 million.
Wow. Now, if you're that guy, you bought the tank, right?
Yeah, yours.
That's your money.
Yeah, no one's taking that away from you. Yeah, that's the ultimate found money story. But that's what got us on the topic. And we wanted to take your calls and your texts at the same phone number at 1-800-520-1067. When did you find money? How much? What did you do with it? Were there any ethical concerns? What's the story? I want to start with Sean. He's in Hollywood. He's on line 5. And Armando and John and Ziggy and Angie, thank you so much for calling. Please hold on. We will get to your calls. But let's get Sean on first.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how do you feel about pancakes?
Pancakes are the best food in the world. Why are you asking?
No, sorry. I was at work. I'm sorry. Hey, how's it going, y'all?
What's going on?
Sean,
were you talking to someone else?
Are you crazy?
What's happening?
No, I'm at work.
You're at work.
On a food line, but I'm so sorry. I'm good. Let's do it. Do it right now.
Okay. All right, Sean. You have found money in the past. It looks like.
Yeah, you know what? I find money a lot actually, and over the past 5 years, I've probably found maybe 200. 1K. I just always keep it. I never really.
charm on the radio. It's really weird.
Yeah. No, How do you feel about pancakes, though?
Where are you finding all of this money? And by finding money, do you mean I rob a lot of guys?
Well, no, because I'm a security guard, so I work at night a lot. So I'm usually walking through, like, downtown or Hollywood where a lot of the people get out of clubs. And so you'll find, like, 5 or 10 or 20, and I just keep it. Like, I've never really thought about not using it. You know, that money's from Jesus. So I just, it's for me.
That's money from Jesus.
It is money from Jesus. Okay.
All right.
That's right.
That's a good way to look at it. Thank you very much for the call, Sean. I appreciate that. I mean, look, if you find $20 on the sidewalk.
That's money from Jesus.
It's almost impossible to return it to its rightful owner, right?
It's money
from Jesus. What I'm saying is it's not like the same as finding it in a supermarket where you have the option to go turn it in.
Right, or a fast food restaurant or some place where there's actually somebody might want to come back and claim it. Yeah.
All right, let's try Angie Eastlow's police line 4 up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget, again, you can text us as well as call 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Angie, what's going on?
Hi, guys. So I was on maternity leave paying for my son's medicine at a CVS, and I was walking out, and I just happened to glance over to the ATM machine, and there's a bunch of cash, so I went over, fanned it out, it was a lot, and if you've ever been on maternity leave, you know that it takes a really long time to get any money for your leave, so...
So that was money from Jesus?
I ended up turning it in because I thought this could be someone's rent money. I don't know. I thought of my situation. Someone else could be in the same situation.
Oh, we're losing
it.
Okay, so you turned it back into the CVS, and then what happened?
And that's it. I don't know. They probably come.
Oh, what a bummer. You should have kept it.
No, you shouldn't have kept it. You should have absolutely turned it in, particularly, particularly since they have a camera on those ATMs and they could see whose money it was. They could actually reunite that cash with that person. So you did the right thing, Angie.
I hope they did.
I hope so, too. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's try Armando, North Hollywood, please, up next, line 1.
All right. Hey, Armando, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Hey, so, yeah, I was hanging out with a few friends down at City Walk when I noticed there was a... something hidden between this planner and this escalator. I go over to pick it up, and it turns out it was about $400 for our cash.
$400 was just stashed there?
I guess someone might have dropped it or something, but picked it up, put it in my pocket, and we had some drinks later that night.
No thought of turning it in anywhere? Maybe somebody...
it's too many people around. It was really hard to track the owner anyway.
So drinks.
Yeah.
Drinks, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. It's pretty hard to track the odor.
I like it.
Thank you for the call. Hey, you want another gold bars story? We talked about the guy with the tank. $2.5 million worth of gold bars. Let's see what Grace Line 5's got. She's in Lakewood.
All right. Hey, Grace, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
So I do property management for a living.
Okay.
And we had a guy that lived there for 20-something years, never wanted to let us into his apartment, which now we understand why. After years of living there, he passed away in the hospital. So we had to go into his apartment and move his belongings into storage until someone claimed it.
Mm-hmm.
As we're emptying out the apartment, we found about 20 boxes of gold bars.
Oh, my.
20 boxes of gold.
This guy was a hoarder or something, right?
He was absolutely a hoarder. He had a lot of cool antiques. We have a lot of cool weapons that he left behind, ninja swords that we found inside of the apartment as well, and just a lot of decorative antique items.
And what do you do with all of that?
Well, we had to place it into storage for a certain amount of time until his estate came and claimed it. With the gold, we were kind of running around in circles because we've never found something so major.
Right.
So we just ended up getting a safety deposit box at a local bank, and unfortunately, his estate did come back and
claim it. Did you ever find gold bars? I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you ever find out? By the way, it's very possible that nobody knew he had those gold bars, including his family, by the way, if he was as secretive as it sounds like. You might have been able to get away with that.
You know, we very well could have, but he was a retired veteran, so they did have, you know, certain assistance from the government.
Okay, I got
and
it.
So
okay.
Once we heard about that, we're like, okay, let's not mess with it.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting you should have. It would have been wrong to steal that from the man and his family. But do you know how much the gold bars ended up being worth?
Oh, it has to be about $3 million.
Wow.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
You'll never stop thinking about that, will you, Grace?
No, so tempted to retire at that point.
All right, my dear, thank you so much for calling. 1-800-520-106. But man, so many calls. People finding so much money. Kevin, how much of it do you think is yours?
I mean, most.
The way you walk around with dollars falling out of your pants,
most.
Could very easily be finding your money. We'll take some more calls next time, K-Rock.
And just before we play Oasis, let's squeeze in one phone call from Brian. We're talking about found money. Brian in La Puente, hi.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Actually, I took my uniform shirt to the dry cleaners. So when I went to dry cleaners, I got my other shirt, and I found about $400 in my pocket shirt. I said, what the heck is this? And it's someone goes, wow, very blessing for me then.
Wait, hold on a sec. This was money you found in your own shirt at the dry cleaner?
Yeah, because I thought the dry cleaners supposed to be searching your shirt before anything else.
Right, but wasn't it your money?
No, it's not my money at all.
Okay.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Was it your money when you walked out of the dry cleaner?
No.
What?
Oh, Brian did the right thing.
So wait, so you took a shirt into the dry cleaner and somehow they put $400 in the pocket of it before they handed it back to you?
Yeah, that's what happened. And so I did return it back to the next day. And then the guy said, no, this is a present for you. Happy birthday.
What? What?
It was a birthday gift from the guy.
To okay. You?
All right.
What do you think about pancakes?
Something weird's going on with Brian.
I'd like to recap. So he found,
don't recap.
He found money in his shirt, and it was a birthday gift from the dry cleaner?
They were neighbors.
Apparently so.
Okay.
1-800-520-106. I mean, your calls and texts next on K-Rock.
That's shaky, am I right?
From the 562, Mike in Whittier texts us, when I was 13, I found a wallet at Disneyland with $1,000 in it.
Wow.
By the way, when you're 13, that has to look like a million, right?
Yep.
My stupid Christian parents made me turn it in. Well, that was a valuable lesson learned, it sounds like. From the 323, when I was around 10, I found a wallet at the park. It had IDs, credit cards, and about $600 in cash in it. I stupidly told my mom what she found. And listen to this. She pocketed the money, gave me $1 for finding it, and then mailed the wallet back. Well, that's sending a pretty mixed message to the kids, right?
That's the worst parent ever.
Oh,
I would
dear.
Think so. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more calls here on this topic. I want to get Larry on from Anaheim because he has the most intriguing one. He's on line 8. Let's see what he's talking about.
Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Hello. You found what?
I found me and my brother. We were watching Storage Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw all the people who go in. They buy the storage things. They find amazing stuff.
Yep.
So we went over to the storage department who was having a local auction, and we bought one because it had some furniture that we liked in it. And we start looking around, and we find a bag just full of money, hundreds, 20s, 5s, everything. Maybe like $100,000 to $200,000.
Oh, my gosh. In a storage facility that you had bought.
Yep.
So that's yours.
Yep. No.
Yep.
In that storage facility, we also found stuff to make what we think is meth. So we called the police right away, and they took the entire storage locker for evidence.
Oh.
They took all the money?
Everything.
So they thought it. They assumed because of the meth connection that it was probably ill-gotten money and therefore not eligible for you to keep.
Yeah, they weren't having none
that-
of that.
This is what you get for buying a storage facility in the 909, by the way.
Right?
You got to pay attention, man, where you're buying. Larry, that's an unbelievable story. I bet a day doesn't go by that you don't think about that $200,000 in cash that you could have walked out with.
I would have had to work for the next, like, 5 years.
Seriously, that's amazing. Wow. All right, sir, thank you for the call. I guess you did the right thing, but it's hard to justify, isn't it? Muggs, you promised this topic is not going to grind this, this conversation?
This is a great found money story. It happened to my best friend, Randy. You know Randy.
Sure.
And my best man, Ryan, who is great at giving speeches.
Already in.
They were driving through the valley, and they came to an intersection, and there was swirling money in the air. It was like a tornado of money, like one of those like booths you go in.
Sure.
This real, this is a real story, Allie.
Nope. It doesn't sound
this
like a fever dream at all.
This is a real story.
Okay.
They get out. And they were just grabbing it like they were one of those booze. And they they ended up getting $250. It was just like singles. I'm telling you, this happened.
What was the cause of the money tornado?
They have no idea. There was cars parked, like literally cars everywhere just stopped and just people grabbing cash out of the air.
They didn't get any fights?
I don't know if there's any fights, but if you want to call Randy to source this story.
We don't have any interest in
that. Absolutely. This happened.
Why is that not on YouTube?
I don't know. I think it was
because
pre-
it didn't happen.
No, it was pre-YouTube cell phone video era.
Sure.
Right.
All right.
If that happens.
How do you feel about going to Mugs for the closer here?
You guys don't know.
I don't know why I always fall for it.
Oh, we know.
All right. We got to clear the lines now, you guys. Same phone number, though, at 1-800-520-1067.
You guys want to call Randy?
This time, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the band U2. They are playing this weekend at the Rose Bowl. And if you'd like to be there, we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets. You got to play a game. 1-800-520-1067. That's next on K-Rock. U2 back in town doing their Joshua Tree 30th anniversary tour at the Rose Bowl this weekend. We have tickets you can win from the Kevin and Bean Show right now. I am told we're having some trouble with our telephone, so if you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to win these U2 tickets. Call now on K-Rock.
So our plan was, and it was a flawless plan, I think.
Nope.
Was we had people call. And then what we would do is we would talk to them, and then we would have a contest, at which case, at the end of it, somebody would win tickets to see you two.
Mm. Awesome.
That was our plan.
Best laid plans of mice and men off Ganga Glee.
Why aren't we doing that, Kevin?
Well, the phones aren't working.
Again.
So much. So
this place blows.
Right. So talking to people on the phone and having a contest and having them talk back to us isn't working.
Yep.
Well... Huh. Phones aren't an important part of a radio show, right?
Why would we expect them to work?
I mean, this is the first time they've gone out, so we have to be patient.
Oh, you mean today?
What?
First time today they've gone out.
Because
it's on the reg now. They seem to be just
it's true.
Taking a...
It's about every third day.
This place blows.
Right.
Yeah. Can we go like 3 days without phones a few weeks ago?
Yes, we did.
And then I thought we solved it.
We got
to the bottom
of fixed.
Whatever the problem was. And
fixed.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad, very bad, for everybody who was trying to call for those U2 tickets.
We did make a promise, but we'll try to fulfill that promise at a later time, later today.
Yeah, yes, hopefully before the show ends, I'll get the phones back up, and we'll give away tickets to see U2.
Right.
All right. Do we have time, since we're not
giving
away U2 tickets?
No.
Do we have time to revisit something that we started the show with today that I feel the later audience needs to weigh in on?
I mean, I don't feel like people need...
And
this still does sort of stun me.
Me too.
All day long, I've still been going, really? Really?
I saw something on social media last night on the K-Rock on Kevin's K-Rock Twitter account, which is the Kevin Ryder, and it was in response to Michael Schneider, who was our guest earlier on the program, promoting that he was going to be on the show today talking about TV cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. So Kevin wants to reach out and say something back to Michael. So here's what Kevin tweeted to Michael and then to the world in its entirety: half glass full, smiley face. Again, half glass full, smiley face.
Yeah!
Right. The old saying, half glass.
Nope,
and
no.
I saw that and I thought.
Here's the thing, Kevin. Glad you brought that up about the old saying. You know what the old saying is? The old saying is.
Half glass
you're,
full.
You're either an optimist or a pessimist by how you look at a glass of water that has been filled halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Either you see it as the glass half empty or the glass half full. How you see it.
Potato, potato.
Nope.
I feel like it's
so the glass can be half full, but the half, Kevin, cannot be glass full.
Right.
But what if it's half a glass?
But then it wouldn't be full, Ellie.
No, it's half a glass full. Half a glass.
So the amount is a half a glass. So it's just another, it's another way of saying it. It's just a different, it's a more creative way of saying that.
But you didn't say half a glass full. You didn't even say that.
Oh, God bless
Here's the
you.
Thing. You were trying to use three words.
Right.
And you got the order wrong. The odds of you accidentally getting them right are better than getting them wrong in a three-word sentence.
Some people would say wrong.
The ones that read English would say wrong.
What was your point, though? What were you trying to say about Michael promoting that he was going to be on his show? Like, I don't even understand what the point was of it.
He ended it with, this will be a success.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So then I was going to say, half glass full.
Meaning yeah. what?
Meaning what? How is that being optimistic?
I don't even see how it applies.
Meaning,
yeah.
Okay. Meaning, if I had said it correctly, mm-hmm. there's two ways of looking at how it's going to go. It's going to mm-hmm. go well and it's going to go poorly. And I'm saying he was looking at it at the positive way.
Yeah.
Right.
Optimistic. So then I, right. Optimistically.
Okay.
Because right. it was going to be a success, he said.
Sure.
Okay.
So then I followed that up with the very timely half glass full.
Meaning what? Yet you meaning agree with his optimism?
An amount that's in a glass that's equal to half of it.
But what were we really trying to say? Were you trying to be pessimistic or optimistic in that case?
I was saying he's being optimistic.
Oh, uh-huh.
I mean.
So I said.
Half glass full.
Right.
Half glass full.
Half glass full.
This place blows.
It makes sense now, right?
No.
No.
Even if it was a half glass, if you had taken a glass and cut it in half
right.
and then filled it up, it would still be a full glass.
Yeah, but you're not doing that. It's the amount
well,
of
how do water. I know what you're doing with what you're saying?
Let's say that you cut the glass in half, okay?
Half glass. Okay. Now we have half glass. Right.
Now you fill it up to the top.
Right.
But then
it's full.
Right. But then you
no longer a half glass. It's just a short full glass.
Right. But then you pour that into a real glass. Now
I
you've
will,
got
I
half
will.
Glass
Why am I
full.
Pouring it in a real glass?
Because
it,
you don't drink out of a half glass.
You cut yourself, Allie. Yeah, the glass okay. has been cut in half.
Don't be stupid.
Right.
All right. Well, sounds like we cleared that up. Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
All right. Two things. One, half glass full. Secondly, we have phones now. We have telephones, you guys.
Mm.
So that means – no, we do. They're yeah. working. So that means
for
temporarily.
Mm.
So 5 minutes from now, we'll give
Data
away –
potato.
We'll give away another pair of tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017 for Saturday. That's in the pit. That's in 5 minutes. And then in about 20 minutes, we'll give away those U2 tickets. We'll try again to give away the U tickets.
What happens with the phone, you ask?
Fire people!
Well,
fire people!
You're not wrong.
Fire people!
I hit a button. I don't know what happened.
Sorry about hitting that button.
Sorry.
So the phones are back, so that's
guys want to call Randy?
That's the plan.
The tornado of money.
First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Can I just real quickly, once again,
no.
My friend Kevin Ryder.
I don't think.
Who often, when he's defending himself, will go, well, potato, potato. Who exactly do you know is saying potato? Who have you ever run across in your life, by the way, who's throwing around potato as a word? I believe tomato, tomato is the saying that a lot of people use.
Right, if you
want
to be basic and boring.
But potato, potato?
Right.
Have you ever heard anyone say potato?
It's a play on words, Ralph.
What? What? Do you know what
Kevin,
a play on
God
words
damn it.
Is?
How exactly is it a play on words, Kevin? Describe to me the play that is going on with the words. Or on the words, for that matter.
I mean, everybody knows tomato, tomato.
Right, because uh-huh. some people say tomato and some people say tomato.
Right, same with right. potato.
No, that, see, no. that's just my point, is that I don't know anyone who's ever said potato.
Oh, I have a lot of... Randy, my friend Randy does all the time.
We should call him.
We should call Randy.
Kevin, goddamn it.
I like to order the mashed potatoes. You ever run across that in a restaurant?
Yes, it's so annoying.
This is, something's got to change.
Is Don on the phone?
Right, get Don on the phone, finally. I got to have a conversation. Hey, this is all good stuff I got for you now, because ABC is having their upfronts while we speak, and there's all kinds of late-breaking news for you in showbiz world, and I got a ton of it, starting with...
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Perhaps the most important breaking news. Coming out of the upfronts for the ABC network this morning...
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
They've just announced their host for the 2018 Oscar telecast.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel has been chosen yet again to be the
host.
Is
that right?
Of the Oscars for 2018.
That's such good news.
All he did was talk about how he would absolutely never do it again.
Hosting the Oscars was a highlight of my career, And I'm grateful to Cheryl, Dawn, and the Academy for asking me to return with two of my favorite people, Mike DeLuca and Jennifer Todd. Said
That's
Jimmy.
Wonderful news.
That's great news.
He added, if you think we screwed up the ending this year, wait till you see how what we have planned for the 90th anniversary show. So, Jimmy will be returning as host of the Oscars.
Fantastic. I think he's one of the best Oscar hosts ever. I really Same. Do. And that's pretty heavy-duty competition when you think about all the people who have hosted over the years. I think he's right up there with them.
Where?
Up there with the best.
The best. Where the best are up there.
Yeah. I'm saying he was great.
Better than Rob Lowe, you're saying?
I'm saying yes, better than Rob
Lowe.
Wow.
You got
Not better than James Franco, though.
Right?
Right.
I'm just saying there haven't been that many Oscar hosts.
There have been a lot of Oscar hosts. Johnny Carson, Bob Hope.
Multiple hosts.
David Letterman.
Multiple times.
Billy Crystal.
So better than Billy Crystal, better than Bob Hope, better than Johnny Carson, you're saying?
I would say...
Yeah, that's pretty high praise.
I would say better than Johnny Carson, better than Bob Hope. That's what I would say. I would say better than David Letterman.
Oh, Jimmy would kill you if I know heard he
would.
You say
Jimmy
that.
Would disagree with that. I think Jimmy's Oscar hosting was better. It was funnier than David Letterman's Oscar hosting.
Are your pants down?
Not at all. Look, I can be objective just because we know the guy doesn't mean we can't be objective about his abilities. He's a great television host. Better than Chris Rock? I think he did a better job than Chris Rock did.
It was a serious exhale. He beats like a dragon now. He's on flambé.
I mean, where do you rank him, Ralph?
I don't really. I don't think it's fair.
He needs to rank.
Yeah,
he
I know.
Has
think,
to have a list. Of
I don't
some
think it's
kind.
Fair. I think he did a great job last year, and I'm looking forward to him doing it again.
Me too.
He's right up there, though,
with the best.
I heard a guy say that.
It's ranked.
I heard that too.
It's rated. Everything's been listed, quantified, and qualified. Disney also is doing a very exciting project. I'm very excited about this because it's one of my favorite Disney films of all time. Wonderful World of Disney has announced they're going to do a live musical production of The Little Mermaid on television.
Okay.
Now, I don't believe there's even been a Little Mermaid stage show, has there?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Rodney. I don't know.
I don't know either, but Little Mermaid live on television on ABC.
I like it.
It's
my favorite.
It's a great musical.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
We are hearing from Girl with Her Finger on the Button Girl that, yes, there is a Broadway version of Little Mermaid.
I don't trust her.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a second source, please.
All right.
Hey, regardless, that should be good. Yeah, live action Sebastian the Crab. Just a big crab suit. Come on.
I'm with you.
It'd be so awesome.
I'm in.
Why do you want to be up there, Ariel?
Right?
Yeah.
Sebastian the Crab.
Right. Yes. Little Mermaid. Yeah, it's on Broadway.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Guess girl with the finger on her button knew what she was talking about.
Right?
How about that? And then lastly, ABC has announced two spinoffs for two of their most popular franchises. I question their wisdom.
Okay.
But you be the judge. We're going to have a Dancing with the Stars Junior, which will pair celebrity kids and kids of celebrities with professional children ballroom dancers to perform choreographed routines.
That's so creepy.
And be judged.
I mean, that's not for us,
by
right?
By a panel of renowned ballroom experts.
And that ain't right.
So, Dancing with the Stars Junior.
Nope.
No.
Kids are stupid.
You dream about being up there. Well, that is a big mistake.
So I'm still thinking about Sebastian the Crab. And number two spin-off franchise from The Bachelor.
Oh, jeez.
I bring you The Bachelor Winter Games.
I swear to God, I thought it was going to be The Bachelor Kids. Where kids of celebrities were going to try to meet and date other kids
Jesus
of celebrities.
God.
That's where it sounded like you were going.
And he was all in, too. That's
can't
the problem.
Have children dating on television.
I agree. That's why I was with you that it was ill-advised. Don't do that, Bachelor.
That's not happening,
there
though.
There's no danger of that happening. Well, only in your creepy head.
I'm glad we got it canceled. Now, what are they really doing with the kids now?
There's no kids. No one's doing anything with kids.
Tell me more about the kids.
Holy crap.
I thought it was another
Stop
kid spin-off.
Stop asking about kids. I never mentioned kids for this spin-off.
I just assumed they were both kids spin-offs.
John!
Why would you assume that, you creepy F?
I don't know. It just seemed like a theme.
Shut up, fool! Get you in your panel van and go back to wherever you came from.
All right. So there's the Dancing with the Stars Juniors. What's the second ABC spinoff you're talking about?
The Bachelor Winter Games.
And kids do what?
There are no kids. These are former participants from the past seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette who will compete in a luxurious winter resort and go head-to-head in winter-themed athletic challenges.
Okay.
Okay.
Including the toughest sport of all, love.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
So they're going to like have skiing competitions and the biathlon and other things, and then they'll also try to date while they're competing in winter-themed sporting events.
And you'll watch every second of this.
I'm not sure.
Really?
I'm not sure if I want to see them compete in sporting events.
Not enough love for you?
I would like to see more love. I'd like to see, like, the Bachelor in Paradise, which was a hot-themed dating show, then do a cold Bachelor in Paradise version. Bachelor in Ice Town.
Yes.
That's the name. Okay, good. We got that locked in.
And then just have them do all kinds of sexy things, but I don't want to see them compete in, like, what are they going to do? Bobsledding? What's going to happen in the winter games?
Yeah.
Well, what would they do in Ice Town, though? Be in turtlenecks, like sipping cocoa? That's not sexy.
No, they get in the jacuzzi, get in the hot tub.
Oh, okay.
In the igloo, right?
Stop pointing at your junk.
Get out the icicle.
I get what you're doing.
The icicle in the igloo.
You can stop pointing.
I don't think you understand. Well, it's late. I should hurry up now. Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays. There's a bunch of people who got born today. Look it up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk your showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Danny McGinnis from El Segundo. Just won tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017, which is this Saturday.
By the way, I know we've been saying for weeks that it has been sold out, and it was sold out until today. They released what are called production holds. Maybe you've heard that term before with other concerts. But once they get the staging completely locked in, how everything is going to be, they know if they can put more rows in, for instance. And as I understand it from what Dave is telling me, these are pretty good seats that are now available right now, available for sale for this show at AXS.com. So you can just go to AXS.com right now.
At face value.
At face value, yeah. And you can buy legitimate tickets for Saturday's Weenie Roast and get the details at KRock.com. It's always a good time when U2 comes to town. This time they're doing the Rose Bowl, and they're playing all of the Joshua Tree, plus, as we talked about yesterday, a phenomenal set list, including a new song.
How about that?
So for U2 fans, this is one you definitely don't want to miss. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play the Wheel of Celebrities.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
All right, Kevin, how's this one work?
We have a celebrity that reads lyrics from a U2 song, and all you have to do is give us the title of the song.
Well, that sounds easy.
That's it. It's not hard at all. We have all the celebrities on the wheel. We have William Shatner, Al Pacino, Donald Trump, the whole list. We're going to spin it, and then they will read you the lyrics. We are going to start with Susan in Hermosa Beach. Hi, Susan.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome to the wheel. Oh, celebrities. The person reading your lyrics today will be William Shatner.
I'm so happy to be here.
Hey, isn't your horse show coming up?
It is. Kevin, can I put you down for a table?
Yes, you can. I will speak on behalf of Kevin.
$1,000.
I'm busy that night.
All right. We have Susan on the line, Captain, and you're going to be reading some lyrics from a U2 song. She's going to identify it. Let's go.
Johnny, take a walk with your sister in the moon. Let her pale light in to fill up your room.
What song is that?
I got nothing. I know, but I can't think of it.
That's Mysterious Ways. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you calling. Thank you, Bill.
You lose.
Let's go to John in Redlands. Hi, John.
Hi. What's happening?
There. All right. You ready? The celebrity reading your lyrics will be the great Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, everybody. Hey, Al.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
We're good, thank you. We're doing this is going to be a real treat to hear an actor of your caliber reading U2 lyrics.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
All right, good luck.
A mole living in a hole, digging up my soul, going down. Excavation.
I never realized how dumb the lyrics were to that song. John?
Okay, I think I've got it. It's Elevation.
That it is correct, yes. Nicely done.
I wonder if John...
What the hell does that mean?
No one knows, Al. Sorry.
I've got a mole in my soul. Got a mole in my hole. Ooh, wow.
All right. Thank you, Al. David in Lakewood. Hi.
Hey.
Let's see who's going to be reading your lyrics today. And it's Tadolf Swindler.
Oh, how dare you.
Tadolf Swindler.
Listen to how disappointed David is, too, by the way.
Ugh.
Take off.
Hang on, let me make sure I have the...
Oh, my God.
She is.
Oh, Kevin, you're so dumb. You believe you didn't know what button to push.
Oh, well, Kevin's new at the job, Taylor.
Oh, my God, your glass is half empty.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. So, Taylor, you're going to be reading some lyrics from a U2 song.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're asking
me. Well, we cleared it with your people ahead of time.
God.
You knew this was coming.
Oh,
this isn't
God,
a song.
I can't believe it.
Okay, what are you going to do?
You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl, and I can't be holding on to what you got when all you got is hurt.
Oh, very sensitive. Sounds like something you would have written.
I know.
David?
Geez, I'll say one.
It is one.
That is correct, yes.
You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Taylor. All right.
I love you, Taylor. Bye now.
Okay. All right. Okay. We have to move along now. Thank you, Taylor. All right. Let's go to Michelle in Pico Rivera. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. You ready? All right. The person reading your lyrics from you two will be our president, Donald Trump.
Oh, look at this.
Unbelievable. You are so lucky. Nobody reads lyrics like I do, okay? I read the best lyrics. Unbelievable.
Now, are we going to be hearing about these for the first time, or did you already tell the Russians?
Oh, very funny.
Okay.
Now you're in big, big trouble, okay? Uh-oh. All right, here are your lyrics. I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. It burned like fire, this burning desire, okay?
But you can get away with it because you're a celebrity.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't think okay is part of
it. I popped a Tic Tac.
All right, Michelle,
kissed her honey lips.
Okay.
The name of that song is...
Sunday?
What?
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
So I'm still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Mr. President.
The best lips, by the way.
I heard the best honey lips.
That's what we heard. Yeah. Amazing.
All right. I think we have time for another one, do we?
Yeah. Richard in Corona. Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to give away some U2 tickets at the Rose Bowl this weekend with the Wheel of Celebrities, and it is...
The Hulkster.
Hulkster, really?
How exciting is that? Woo! Well, very exciting.
Certainly a surprise for this DJ.
How about that? The Hulkster.
Great.
Congratulations.
I love the Hulkster.
Oh, you're so lucky, Richard.
Hey, Richard. How's it going, brother?
Good.
All right, listen up. Here's your lyrics. I don't even remember how the Hulkster goes, by the way. Lover, I'm off the streets. I'm going to go where the bright lights and the big city meet, brother. I literally don't remember
how Richard goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what song is that?
Desire?
Unbelievable. Yes,
Desire. Unbelievable. All right, you keep cool and eat fruit. Thanks for calling.
Right, one more. Let's squeeze in one more. Let's do Al in Riverside. Hi, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, you ready to find out who's going to be reading your lyrics?
Yes, please.
And it is Michael Jackson in Heaven.
Oh,
I hope
that. Hope it works, too. We're dialing up the hotline to heaven right now.
Hope this works. We haven't used this phone in a while.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's been like 2 hours since we talked to you.
Yeah. Happy to be back.
Well, it landed on you in the wheel. We don't have any control over that.
Yeah. I should have talked to somebody about that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, you're going to read some U2 lyrics here.
Touch me. Take me to that other place. Reach me. I know I'm not a hopeless case.
Because it rhymes with place.
Right.
All right.
Get
Al! What song is that, Al?
I mean, I still haven't found what I look for. What I'm looking for?
No, that was Beautiful Day.
Thank you, Michael.
Glad I did that.
A good use of your time.
Well, he's in heaven. He's got a lot of time. All right. So do I have this right? Is it Al and Richard and David and John? Those are our four contestants?
I believe so.
All in the running to win tickets for you two this weekend at the Rose Bowl. Only one will win. Miss Allie McKay, who's that going to be, please?
The winner is David.
David. Congratulations, David.
I can't believe it.
He's David now doing his own voice?
He's doing Taylor Swift. That's what he's doing.
Well done. Congratulations.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
106.7 K-Rock, K-O-Q.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Rodney and the Rock Show.
Right.
Anyway, I'm out here. I'm going to play a song I played earlier. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's...
What is it? Rodney?
What song?
He's looking. Give him a second.
He just played it, though. He said he played it earlier. What's the song?
He's going through CDs or paperwork?
It's the Tearaways.
The Tearaways.
I played it earlier.
He played it earlier.
And they're doing the Ramones cover of Rock and Roll Radio. And I'll see you next week. And I'll promise to be awake.
Okay. Thank you, Roddy. We'll look forward to that, I guess.
Sorry, it's quite a promise.
Sorry, it was a tough show for you tonight, it sounds like. Hey, Ralph is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday morning Kevin DeBeat show.
You know, there's something to be said for... I don't know who your folks are. Perhaps the influence of your parents over your behavior.
Right.
Certainly.
Right?
Some people rebel. Some people go against the way their parents are. I'm not going to be anything like that. Those old fogies.
Right.
Some say. And some say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'll let you be the judge. As we talked, that Haley Hasselhoff was popped on DUI charges last weekend.
Oh, no.
No.
After police found her passed out in the front seat of her white Mercedes-Benz on a freeway off-ramp.
Oh, jeez.
That's not ideal, right?
Wow. Wasn't she the girl at a teenager at the time or something who was in the famous video, David Hasselhoff laying on the carpet, eating Carl's Jr.? Wasn't she the one who was trying to talk him down?
I don't know.
I think that was her.
He's got several daughters, so I don't know which one was. This is a mess.
Oh, this is sad.
This is a mess. Right?
This is a mess.
Yeah, this sucks.
She apparently failed a field sobriety test.
Those of you who don't know, even if you're asleep in the car, even if you're pulled off to the side of the street, you can't have the keys in the car with you.
Yeah, I don't think you can pull off on a freeway off-ramp,
I agree, but I'm saying even if. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
No, you got to get out and put your keys in the trunk, right?
That's correct,
isn't that the moral of the story?
Or just throw them out in the woods someplace.
That's Kevin's solution. That's what Kevin
I'm just
would
saying
do.
They can't be in the car with you.
I'm going to be extra specially careful.
Even if you're not driving, you can't have those keys in the car with you.
Right. Kevin knows a lot about this
I'm
thing.
Just
I don't know
that
why.
Out there.
He knows a lot of details about these
that
things.
Has never happened to me.
That are these things that are potato, potato.
Right.
Damon John from Shark Tank was diagnosed with stage 2 thyroid cancer.
Oh, no.
But don't worry, he's fine. He said during a Facebook live chat that they caught everything and you can survive if they catch it early enough. And he apparently is making a full recovery, so he's very happy. But he says his new purpose on Earth is to talk about cancer and spread the word. Even though he's made millions with his brand FUBU, his clothing brand, he said nothing can compare to saving lives. And so he's going to do much more work on a cancer awareness and help in research. So it's good news. Shark Tank, by the way, ABC is doing their upfronts this morning. They're moving it to Sundays.
Huh.
Which is a bummer because I used to like it on Fridays.
That's the most watched night, isn't it?
Sundays? Yeah, I believe Sunday is, yeah.
And it was easily the best and probably highest rated show on television on Friday nights, wasn't it? Shark Tank?
Sure.
That's a lot of questions I don't have answers for
today. I guess they feel like it can compete.
I want to know, is Toy Box being renewed? I want more Toy Box. You watching Toy Box?
It's adorable.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And people who invent toys are crazy.
Nuts.
Every person who comes up with a toy is a loon.
Yeah.
Like a full-blown loon.
I've been working on this for 24 years in my basement.
I mortgaged my parents' house and my house, and it cost me $400 billion. But I think this ball of clay really is going to change the world.
It's insane.
They sacrifice everything in their lives. And they're all weirdos.
I built this toy. It's bricks that you build things with.
Yeah, there are things called Lego, dumbass.
But you can make a chicken with this.
Doesn't look like a chicken. Hated that guy. My doll has curly hair. Does it, Gladys? Hit the bricks!
this is why I'm not
the host of Toy Box, by the way.
I think you'd be excellent.
Eric Stonestreet's like, oh, good for you. Good luck. Go meet the mentors. See what they think. I'll be like, get out. That's so dumb.
How about Noah, though?
Noah.
I love Noah.
He's adorable.
People are very weird about
on,
Noah.
Noah.
I love Noah.
First of all, Noah doesn't watch the news.
How come?
He's a kid.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's adorable. But that Gracie Jane.
Yeah, don't love her.
Jersey Grace or
don't love her.
Gracie McGee, whatever her
Sophia
name is.
Sophia Grace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, first of all, she's 13.
Yeah.
What the hell's she doing there?
Right? And that
Stop
fake British accent.
And you're like a foot tall. What's wrong with
whatever.
You and why?
Thyroid. What? It's a really cute show.
It really is good.
I love
but
Noah.
But that's not on the schedule for ABC yet.
It has not been announced yet, I don't believe. They need to make room for the Bachelor Winter Games.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
I'm not kidding, people. That's a thing. The Bachelor, former Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants are going to compete in winter-themed athletic events.
Does Tiny Hands have to be a part of that, or does he get to sit this one out?
You know what? No. Mm-mm. Not playing your little game.
I'm serious, though. Does he have to host
it? His name is Crispy Harrison.
Or is it a, you know...
And he's a goddamn national treasure.
They give this one to the B-team.
No word yet on who's hosting. Bean probably wants to host Dancing with the Stars Junior, though.
Sure.
So he can see the kids. Are the kids going to dance close?
Anything
Do
like
they need
that.
Any ice cream?
Oh.
I've got an ice cream cart.
No. I said it.
Creepy alert.
All I said about that show is don't put it on the air. It sounds terrible. No one cares. No one wants to see celebrities' kids dancing.
Yeah, what about when you said, what about Bachelor Kids? You're talking about the kids dating The Bachelor.
That was a misunderstanding. That was a misunderstanding.
That was nothing misunderstanding because no one said anything like that.
Right. But I thought we were
you
talking
added
about...
You added the came kids out of,
into that story.
It came out of Creepy Town, fully formed.
There were two new shows you were discussing, and for some reason in my mind, I linked them together as if they were both junior versions of existing hits. So I
All
thought...
Right. That's creepy.
You said Dancing with the Stars Juniors. I thought next up was Bachelor's Juniors, and that was my error.
Then when you said you were all in, that was troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Here's the thing about the Foo Fighters. Awesome.
That is the thing about them.
Right?
I agree. Moving on.
I agree.
Recently, Dave and Taylor stopped by the Acoustic for a Cure benefit concert, which is an event hosted by James Hetfield and Sammy Hagar every year to benefit research into children's cancer at the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in San Francisco. And they decided to try out a new song that no one had heard before by the Foo Fighters.
All right.
Called The Sky is a Neighborhood. Some fans were able to document the tune because everyone's got a camera and a cell phone these days. And you can see Dave on the video. You can go to krock.com if you want to see the video. But it's Dave pounding out an acoustic guitar. Here is a little taste of a brand new Foo Fighters song called The Sky is a Neighborhood. It's a fun day. It's Paul McCartney's Meat Free Monday.
Oh, that's not what you're looking for?
That's not what I was looking for.
Foo Fighters?
Yes, please. Come on. Give me that now.
Everything they do is great.
Right. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Wish there's better quality, but.
Yeah, me too. But you can, even with crappy quality,
yeah.
You can listen and say, yeah, absolutely. I'd buy that for a dollar. Right?
Slow down. Big spender.
Potato, potato.
Right.
Half past full. Today's celebrity birthday is Megan Fox is 31. Jason Wee Man Acuna. He's 44 years old. Tori Spelling, also 44. David Boreanaz is 48. Janet Jackson, she's 51. Chris Novoselic is 52. Pierce Brosnan is 64. And Danny Trejo.
This is Machete.
Soon to be Tranny.
Wow. Things are changing quickly. This I had nerd. Sorry.
Danny Trejo.
Uh-huh.
Not Tranny Deos.
Okay, good.
Machete.
Although if I was... if I was going to be a burlesque queen, Tranny Dejo would absolutely be my dancing
name,
strong. By the way. But Danny Trejo has a donut shop opening up soon. May already be open. I gotta try me out some Danny Trejo donuts right there at Highland and Santa Monica. I pass it every morning on the way to work.
All right.
Machete.
And Machete, of course.
This is Machete.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. Random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got Rob Hubel on the show, one of the stars of Baywatch. We've also got Donald Cowboy Cerrone in studio talking about UFC 213, his fight with Robbie Lawler. We've got your tickets for you, too, at the Rose Bowl. And we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta as well tomorrow.